As we know, because we live it every day, the way that we look at the world makes a huge difference in the way that we behave, in the way that we understand ourselves and understand each other and how we treat each other. And as we begin a new church year, I thought, you know, what a better way to begin than to look at what's at the heart of our faith and at how Christ looked at the world and how he saw God and how he saw everybody. And that, of course, was with mind-blowing and soul-nourishing and all-embracing love and kindness and acceptance and forgiveness and support. All of which came about because of the way that he looked at God as love, which is our first scripture passage that you see there. And that drove his radical way of doing things that he did, uplifting others, tearing down walls that divide us and that separate. And so what you have in your bulletins, if you see that insert there, there are a number of scripture passages that share just this, a myriad of ways that Jesus blew the doors off of what up until then had been understood about love and about God and about how people should treat each other because of that. Now, there are a number of passages there, and just to let you know, I mean, the reason why I included such a number of passages is it so we can see these things together, all together as a whole, be able to read them. A lot of this is going to be, take-home work for you. Take them home, reflect on them during the week, have the message last more than an hour. I also included these number of passages instead of just one or two, because when you see them all together, they have a different kind of impact than you see or you hear just one here, one there, and they paint a more complete picture when you see how far and how broad and how deep this love as Jesus understood it would go, and what kind of diverse groups of people he would extend his love to, and to what degree he would love. The thing that we remember is that up until him, God's love was considered to be limited. It was considered to be limited in a number of different ways, to include just some people, for the Jewish people, the chosen people, and included just them. And Jesus said no. It included just those who obeyed a very complex set of Jewish laws, to which Jesus said no. So who would Jesus limit his love and understanding to? What favored group would he have? Would he limit it to just one kind of person? Would he limit it to those who we might expect, to good people? Whoever that might be, maybe a group of chosen people. Maybe he would favor a certain religious group. Or maybe he would just throw out religion altogether. Maybe he would just favor the non-religious. Maybe the chosen group would be people of his culture, Israelites. Maybe just other cultures, because he would have a beef with the Israelites. He loved the poor, we know that. So does that mean that as some people assume even today, that he would hate or exclude the rich? And if he loved the outcasts, which he did, would he also be able to extend his love to include popular people, powerful people? And so what you see there in those passages are so many examples of how he crossed every one of those boundaries that we as human beings love to create. We love to set up boundaries because We, of course, think that we are in that in-group, whatever that group might be. And so we love to set up us and them and us versus them and who's in and who's out. It doesn't stop at middle school. It doesn't stop at high school. But he included everybody. And so not only was he radical for his day, but as we know, people still have a hard time with that even today. Us and them, who's in, who's out? Who does God love the most? And we look around at the world and we see what kind of problems that creates. Deep problems, divisions, hatreds, wars. Even today there are Christians who think that God only loves the Christians. Those are the people who haven't read Jesus' parable about the Good Samaritan. Read that one. There are some Jews who think that God loves only them, so they deserve all the land. There are Muslims who think that God only loves them, so everybody else should be wiped out. There are some people who think that God hates the rich, that they're evil. Groups and labels. Could you imagine if the way that we dealt with politics, excuse me, not ready for that yet. Could you imagine if the way that we dealt with politics and with public issues ignored labels and groups and just loved and cared about people? And if we didn't demonize the other, whoever that other might be. What if we didn't play favorites or try to exclude any group just because of their label? So Jesus blew the doors off of those understandings of who's in and who's out, who was more lovable to God, and therefore who we should love and care for more. And that way of seeing things was so upsetting to so many people that they actually killed him because he was too open, because he was too embracing, because he was far too inclusive than anyone had ever dreamed that God's love could be. And his new testimony to that effect, his testament of that understanding that we call the New Testament, is a radical New Testament of love and a radically new and different way of understanding, looking at life, looking at God, embracing and supporting and celebrating God's people. And it's radically different than the way that the world still looks at things. And if we don't believe that, all we need to do is walk out in the street, read a newspaper, turn on the news. So ironically, his radical openness and inclusion of everyone is oddly that thing that makes him particular. Saying God is love. Saying I'm love, you are love, they are love. And whoever lives in love, one of our scripture passages, regardless, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. What is it like when we live through those eyes, through his eyes, through that kind of love and heart? And with this thought in mind, we have a little video that I'm going to share this morning as I cue this up once again. And we are going to take a look at Jesus giving us a beautiful way of seeing the world from our scripture passages. We're going to take a look at this video. This is a video actually that Irene Santa, who is here this morning and doesn't know that I'm going to be showing this video, sent to me that deals with looking at life through different eyes.
Hello. Hi. It's a nice day today.
It's warm. It's a very warm day today.
Yeah.
Can you describe it to me, please?
Excuse me?
Can you tell me, what do you see out there? Can you tell me what you see out there, please? Please.
The sky is clear blue. The trees are blowing in the light breeze. There's a young boy flying a kite with a big smile on his face. His dad's running right behind him. He's so fixed on the kite that he nearly stepped on a young couple having a picnic.
What else? What else?
Feeding each other cheese. Dropped the cheese and fell to the ground. There's a couple of guys playing soccer over there. They seem to be taking the game very seriously. One of the guys is pushing one of the opponents. There's a beautiful pond in the middle of the park with all the ducks taking their daily baths. All the kids are standing around the pond and they're throwing bread in and the ducks are fighting to get a meal.
What else can you see?
Looks like we have a birthday party on the left. Beautiful mother is setting a birthday cake in front of her son in a wheelchair. He blew the candles out and she bent down and gave him a giant kiss on the cheek. On our right, we have a young couple laying on the grass, and the man is serenading her with a guitar. She can't take her eyes off.
That's nice.
There's a couple of kids buying some snow cones over there. One of them.
Martin! Hey, we've been looking all over for you.
That's me, I gotta go.
Oh, wait. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Martin. Thank you.
No. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, I will. I most certainly will.
Thank you.
movie that never ends. How we look at life makes a huge difference. And that is our faith. Who do we love? Something we can all certainly ask in our tumultuous and in our trying world. Because just like the scene in that video that could have turned out in so many different ways depending on how each person reacted, our lives and every one of our days will turn out to be amazingly different depending on how we see and how we act. And that is what every one of these passages is about. How Jesus embraced the world and invites us to embrace the world. Where he even loved people who rub you the wrong way. Love your enemies, he said. If you only love those who love you, what credit is that to you? So stretch and expand and grow and open your heart. And so as we begin our year together, as imperfect but lovable beings, that, of course, is how we jump in. How we jump into all of our programs and ministry and activities and everything that we do. This is, of course, our awesome faith in what we do. Judge not. Forgive. Support. Reach out. Encourage. Uplift. Rejoice. And ours is to try it and to find out how far we can go. How loving can we possibly become? And that's what we get to do. That's our mission work. It's what we did last summer in July when we stuffed 300 backpacks chock full of school supplies that we gave to help and support kids who are in need with their education in Bridgeport. How loving can you get? It's why about 50 of us, youth and adults, went to South Dakota last summer caring for our Native American friends on Red Shirt Table. It's why we care for women and their families who are escaping from abuse. We'll hear from Donna Jackson about that in a few weeks and how we support that. It's why we help mentor inner city kids and adults through Horizons Program, through Mercy Learning Center. And we'll hear from Tim Stort next week that I mentioned as he talks about the Shepherds Program, mentoring kids. How loving can we possibly get? What a wonderful invitation. And what a tremendous and wonderful challenge that is. It pushes you. So thank you, God, for opening our hearts to be able to love beautiful people who we never dreamed we might love. How far can you go? And that's what we get to find out and do every Sunday when we gather together and we ask, you know, who do we want to pray for? People who we know, people who we love, people who we don't know. How far can our kindness extend? We can practice and explore this in our men's group, in our women's group, in our youth groups, in our congregators, in our confirmation class, even at fellowship hour, meeting new people, in our meditation instruction, and with our yoga, teaching our kids in church school. We get to practice and open our hearts to the menu before you. This is who we are, and this is our wonderful faith. So thank you, God. Welcome Sunday, 2019. It's going to be a great year. Amen.
Thank you, God. Those words seem so simple, but they encompass so much. Thank you, God, for this world we live in. Thank you, God, for this community we engage in. Thank you, God, for this church we worship in. And thank you, God, for this family we celebrate with. And as we begin this new church year, we are open to all your possibilities, God. Help us to keep our minds open, to grab them as they come. Stop us from overthinking and overanalyzing and talking ourselves right out of things. Because if we are to take a step forward, God, sometimes we must do it without the sure knowledge of what lies ahead. But if we step forward confident that you are there beside us, then we know whatever it is that lies ahead together, we can overcome it. Why? Because we are your children, and you are our God. And even in times of the worst devastation of hurricanes and shootings and political unrest and violence, you are with us, reaching out your hand, urging us to grab on and accept your gifts of peace and hope and joy and love. Gifts that are with us each and every minute of each and every day, whenever we choose to accept them and to embody them. So remind us again, God, as we start this new year, to accept and embody your amazing gifts of the Spirit, so that together we can do great things in small ways for all of your people. Bless those who are in pain and need your comfort. Bless those who are lonely and need your presence. Bless those who are sick and need your healing. And bless those who are homeless and hungry and in need of your care. And bless us as your agents of change, as we renew our commitment to you and to our church family, to our community and to our world, to be your living Spirit. All this we pray in the spirit and compassion of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.